At the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo, I had a chance to catch up with Ian Bennett, the National FFA Southern Regional Vice President. We started talking about some of his ups and downs and recapping his year of service.
Yeah, it's definitely been a wild ride. I think about a lot of, there's a lot of different things when you start talking about the highs and the lows. I mean, definitely all the state conventions, seeing those cool moments for other FFA members. I mean, that to me, that's really why I ran, is I just enjoy helping other people be successful. So being able to see that has been a big high for me. And it's definitely hard being on the road as many times as I have been. I mean, I spend well over 300 days of my year on the road. So being away from home and my family farm that long has definitely been a challenge. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff. We've had hurricanes come through. We've had a lot of stuff. So that's been hard for me. But, again, I think back to those highs. Every time you see one of those good things, it makes it all worthwhile.
So the gavel drops for the 91st National FFA Convention tomorrow. What are you looking forward to most serving those last few days as a national officer?
I'm looking forward to just soaking in every moment. Yeah, again, it's one of those things. A lot of what we do here at National Convention is recognize other people for their success. And to me, that's just it's a good opportunity. There's a lot of people, it's their first time, maybe ever coming to a big city like this, the first time leaving their home state or even the town they grew up in. So to be a part of this and see the good things that FFA gets to do on a daily basis and recognize that here at National Convention, that's something that I think everybody enjoys, and me especially.
I'm curious, you picked up a little side hustle through podcasting through this past year. I was wondering, can you tell me more about what made you decide to podcast and what your experience was as a podcaster?
Yeah, it was, it's a fun journey. I always had the idea of doing one. I like the concept. I think it's cool to be able to share words and information with people on a different platform. In all honesty, it was one of those things that I had the opportunity and now was the moment to do it. And I figured if I never started now, it would never happen. And I started with just a simple plug-and-play microphone, a little USB mic, and kind of upgraded my equipment throughout the year. And it was just cool to, everywhere I went, I tried to find at least one person and sit down and have them on. And, it grew a lot. It's doing incredibly well. There's way more people that listen to it than I ever would have imagined. I mean, I have an international audience now. It's been incredible. It's something I look forward to continuing throughout the year. I definitely... It's a long-form podcast, so I sit down with other people and we just kind of talk about whatever they're interested in and their areas of expertise. It's been something that I really enjoy and I look forward to continuing as well.
So over 65,000 students and guests are expected here in Indianapolis. I was wondering what message you would like to share with students who are, maybe it's their first time here, maybe it's their last time wearing the blue jacket. What message do you want to share with those students this week?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the national theme. I mean, just one of whatever that means to you can change everything, whether it's one moment, one idea, one action, one sacrifice or moment of courage. We all have so many opportunities every single day that will literally change our lives. But all we have to do is take advantage of one of those to do just that. And that would be my advice, is look forward to one thing at this convention, whether that's something you can take home or one opportunity to help somebody else. Just one moment is all it takes.
So when you retire from wearing the blue jacket, what does the future look like for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good time of year. We've got to oversee it all, our pastures back home for the winter, so we have grazable grass throughout then. Got some things coming up between now and getting back in school, but I'll be a junior at the University of Georgia and, looking forward to graduating with a degree in agriscience and environmental systems. Definitely want to try to get home to my family farm and keep raising the Charolais cattle that we're known for. Definitely continue with the Setting Roots podcast and being able to share that information. But a lot of things that are, kind of coming together, but there's a lot of good opportunities in front of me, and I'm excited to see where it takes me.
I know you couldn't do this year of service as vice president by yourself, so who would you like to thank through helping you this past year?
There's too many people to thank. I mean, my parents and my family first and foremost. I mean, they've put up with a lot for me to be gone as long as I have been. My ag teachers back home, Dr. James Corbett, Mr. Quentin Hadsock, our state staff in Georgia, Mr. Ben Lassley. I mean, our Commissioner of Agriculture, Mr. Gary Black, he was a huge help to me on the road. I couldn't name enough people that have been supportive and helpful with everything that I've done this year.
You just heard from Ian Bennett, the National FFA Southern Regional Vice President. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.